jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
It is 9:15. It's The Breakfast Show. I'm Kat Cullen, joined in the studio by Jodie Larson, who is the team captain and top scorer of Genève Volley. That is the Geneva women's volleyball team. So, first of all, Jodie, welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I guess the first and most important question that you get asked 3,000 times a day is, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1 or 185 centimeters.
Okay, thanks. Now we've covered the really important stuff. How often do you get asked that question, though?
A lot. And they usually think we play basketball, but we play volleyball.
100%. Now, I don't think I've ever mentioned this on air, but my dad played volleyball for England and he got exactly the same all the time. 2 meters tall, all the same questions all the time. People used to think it was basketball. So with that aside, tell me a little bit about Geneva Volleyball, the team that you are playing in, that you are captain of. Can you give us a bit of an oversight of like the team's history? How long has it been going?
Well, Genève's been around for a long time, but I've been here for 3 seasons, and they've been building a project, basically, trying to get higher in the league because they've kind of been on the bottom. And I think this year's the most traction we've had, the most wins we've had, and we've done a lot of great things, and now we are in the first round of playoffs currently, so it's been a fun season.
How many teams are there in Switzerland? Who are you playing?
There's 10 teams and they're all over. They're in the Swiss, German side, Italian side and French side. So we travel all over the country.
Sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. Who are the players? Who's on the team and what are their various histories?
So we have 3 Americans. We have 1 rookie. That's her first year over here out of university.
Great.
We have 1 that played with us half season last year. So she's, you know, her first full year. Here for a professional. And then we have 2 girls from the Netherlands. One's 21, she's younger, and we have 1 who's a little bit older and on the national team who's hopefully going to the Olympics this summer. It's
wow.
pretty cool. Yeah, and then the rest are our Swiss girls. And they vary. We have from 17 all the way up to 24.
Okay.
So some have been in the club for a long time.
How are you recruiting new people into this? It sounds like you're getting different people out of different college sports, for example.
Yes.
How do you find new players?
Well, that would be on our coach. he finds everyone. But yeah, he recruits us and like a lot of us have agents. So it just kind of goes through them.
Okay. When is this season? When does it all officially kick off?
In October. Yeah.
And it runs until?
April.
So now we're in we're kind of midway through a season, or you've rather got like, what, 2 months left, a month and a half maybe. So there's a big game for you this weekend.
Correct.
What's
yes.
happening?
At home, we play Dunningen. It's the second game in the series. It's best 2 out of 3. We unfortunately lost the first game last weekend, but we play at home this weekend and it's at 4:30. Huge game. And hopefully to have a big turnout, big crowd to cheer us on to win.
If we want to come along, where and when? 4:30, you say, but where is it?
Henri Dunant, the school. It's a school in near Boucher.
And I mean, how much of a difference does that make as a volleyball player, as a sports person on that court? How much of a difference does it make when you have the people surrounding?
It's a big
the fans?
Difference. I mean, it gives us motivation. You can feel like the ambience. It kind of helps you get that flow going. Sometimes, you know, we go to big gyms elsewhere and there's crowds and they're cheering and it always helps the home team. So to have that on our side this weekend would be a huge help.
Why volleyball for you? Like you say, you're tall, everyone thinks that you might play basketball. Why was it volleyball that really kept your attention?
It's kind of in my blood. My mom she still coaches. It's been maybe 30 years almost she's coached. All 3 of my older sisters played volleyball in university. I'm the only one that came overseas, but it's kind of just in my blood and I love it. And, you know, I couldn't imagine my life without it.
What about watching it? I'm trying to encourage and get people to imagine themselves at the game this weekend. Like, why is it such a good sport to watch?
I think most people don't realize how fun it is to watch because it's not, you know, it's not basketball. It's not footy. It's just it's volleyball. But when you come, it's so fast paced. You're entertained the whole time because every second, I mean, there's someone scoring a point every play. It's not like you sit there 90 minutes and wait for a goal. So, I mean, it's very entertaining. And most people who come for the first time are pretty surprised by what they've experienced, I think. So
how can people listening now get involved if they want to watch or if they want to play? How do they do those, either of those things?
To watch, I mean, you can come out to our game for sure.
Yep.
I know we post everything on our Instagram at Genève Volley. And to play, also, I mean, there's levels like from little kids all the way up to like adults playing. And I know we have that in our gym, in Genève Volley, and you could easily contact our club for sure.
Thanks very much for giving us some insight into Genève Volley. Mm-hmm. Once more, the game this weekend, where and when?
4:30 at Henri Dunant.
And Saturday?
Saturday, yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Jodie Larson, team captain, top scorer, MVP at Genève Volley. Make sure that you follow along and we'll post the links up on worldradio.ch/listen again a little later on today. Thanks, Jodie.
Thank you.